Welcome to the MFR Coaches Podcast, where we talk about how you can create a six-figure MFR practice. I'm your host, Heather Hommel. Not only have I been practicing MFR for 11 years, I'm also a life and business coach, especially for MFR therapists. My goal is for you to understand how to get fully booked, how to talk to your clients, and how to make sure they understand what's possible for them with MFR treatment. I'm here to help you stop under-earning, overworking, and burning out. I'll lend support so you can create the MFR practice you've always wanted. Learn how you can do it too, even if you live in a tiny town, and even if you're just starting out, and even if you've ran your practice for years. Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of the MFR Coaches Podcast. We are doing a remix episode today, which is really going to be two episodes together that used to be on my Facebook page. So you are going to hear sales versus service, and then a quick episode on therapist burnout. My podcast manager and I worked hard to get these together for you guys, and I hope you enjoy. We are going to be talking about sales, like being salesy versus being in service, and how you can spot the differences to know that you are doing a good job of servicing or being in service for your clients versus just being salesy. This is something that comes up a lot for people that I talk with. We're so worried about being salesy or being like gross or feeling icky when we're trying to sell a package to a client or trying to bring a client on board or trying to get clients. So whenever you find yourself in that getting client energy, I think that that is a good cue that you are maybe being salesy versus being in service to your client. And what I mean by that is I think we can all come to agreement that sometimes we feel like we need more clients or we need to make a certain amount of money every month or we're somehow not a good therapist, which that is not the truth at all. There's different reasons for why you are having a higher patient load or having a lower patient load. Those are all for different reasons. It has really nothing necessarily to do with your ability to help patients. So keep that in mind. We are sold to all day long. We're sold to when we watch TV. We're sold to when we read magazines. We're sold to when we're scrolling on Facebook, when we're checking our Instagram accounts, when we're driving in cars, on all the billboards. So we're being sold to all day long. And it's just something that we are accustomed to. We're just seeing ads everywhere, right? And we can just kind of like ignore the things we want and read more about the things we do want, check those out more. And then when somebody comes in for a specific service, like say they are looking for myofascial release, they are actually looking to be sold to in that time. Like it is appropriate to sell your services to a client that comes in looking for myofascial release, right? And there are a couple of ways to do this. And I think the best way to come from is to come from a place of service and to be telling those patients exactly what you can do for them, not how you do it necessarily, not by selling your technique, but by letting them know what the possible outcomes are. That's why it's so important to be able to clearly and concisely talk about what myofascial release is and what it does for the patient, and to gear that speech directly to what you are treating them for. So if someone comes in and they are a runner, for instance, and they're having tightness in their legs and they've been to other therapists and they're not getting the relief that they want, and they hear about you and they come in and they're wanting to like get a PR or run a marathon and they just can't train the way they want to, you're going to want to speak directly to the outcome that you can provide for them. Not like you're over-promising, but like what the possibilities are. So get really clear in how you can treat them and how it's going to take multiple visits, and just be in service to helping them reach their goals. And then it's up to the client to decide whether or not they're going to follow through with that and make their treatment plan a reality, right? So if you can do a good job of explaining exactly how you can help them and answer all of their questions, not in the hope of getting them as a client, but just in the hope of helping them to find relief and helping them to reach their goals, that whole energy exchange between that is going to be completely different than if you feel like you need to get them and you need to convince them. You're in kind of a convincing energy, hoping to close the sale. So just check yourself when you are interacting with your patients and see, you know, see where that energy is. I know from talking to a lot of myofascial release therapists that dealing with money and the whole sales end of everything like ruins it for them, right? And if you're doing a great treatment and at the end of the treatment, like you feel ruined by taking money from your client or for charging them a high amount, that's a problem. And that is something that can be fixed quite easily. It's really just a mindset issue, just going back and figuring out like what your money mindset is and why you're having a block there, why you feel awkward, why you feel salesy, why you feel gimmicky. It's usually just thoughts that you're having in your mind that aren't necessarily the truth, right? So just like in this, like I am selling to you my services, like how I can be of service to you. I'm not trying to be salesy, like you have to pay me money in order to get information, right? I'm offering you a lot of value. And it's the same information I would tell you if you were paying me or not. So that's one way to be of service. I hope that makes sense. Like I'm here to help as many people as I can, regardless of if you pay me or not. I also have a free ebook that you can download now that you can use for your patients. So if you go to my website, www.themfrcoach.com. At the top of the page, you can click on there and get that instant download that you can share with your clients. It's to help them have better treatment sessions. All right. So with that said, I just want to remind you guys to continue to communicate your value and not necessarily the technique you're going to be using. Obviously, always talk about MFR and what it can do for people so that you can be of service to them. I am going to talk about therapist burnout and how real that problem is for our community. So most of us that are myofascial release therapists are people that really care about helping other people. We work day in and day out with people that are in horrifying chronic pain conditions. And I think that can weigh heavily on your spirit at times. You know, it is a lot to see people going through pain, processing their pain. And possibly we have our own hurts layered on in there too, that we're also processing through our own daily stresses and traumatic things that have happened in our lives, right? So we go to seminars and we learn all this information and we want to help other people. And at the seminars, we are with our favorite people, right? People that are just like us, that know what myofascial release can do. And we are all on these massive healing journeys that are quite incredible. But we come home and we are in our offices, most of us alone, not working with other therapists. And it can be a lot, right? We are the front desk people. We are the schedulers. We are the therapists. We handle the money transactions. We handle the complaints, the positive things. We do it all. Can be a lot, right? So I'm just wondering like how everybody is feeling. I hear a lot from friends that are MFR therapists about the burnout that's going on. And this isn't a new thing. And I just want to check in with everybody and see how everybody is doing. And I also want to talk about how to look for the signs of possible burnout and what you can do to help yourself so that you don't end up closing your business or you don't end up thinking because things have slowed down that somehow your business has to close or you have to race around and change all of your prices in an effort to pick things back up. So if you're one of the ones that's driving to work in the morning and you are already feeling tired and already thinking to yourself, oh, my clients are just going to sleep on the table today. Like everybody is lame. I'm so tired of this. You might have some signs and symptoms of some burnout. So if you catch yourself thinking that way, I want you to give me a call. Like, let's chat about it. Let's clean up your brain and clean up the thinking around what's going on so that you can enjoy what's going on and you can turn that I have to mentality into I get to. What do you get to do today? When you find yourself saying, I have to do this, I have to do that, like think of the energy that puts off for you, for your clients. You can smell it. But when you get to do these things, you are totally in different energy. You are excited. You are probably taking better care of yourself all around because you're looking at the bigger picture and you're excited to do things, right? And maybe you're one of the businesses that has really slowed down because of COVID and you're really afraid it's never going to pick up again. and you're thinking, nobody has any money to spend, so nobody's coming. But that's just your thoughts. It's not even true. A lot of people have plenty of money to spend right now, and they're looking for your help. But if you're not available to be found, they can't find you, right? And yes, it is true. A lot of people are also struggling, but not everybody is. So when you think the thought, no one can afford to come to me right now, no one needs this therapy because I can't afford it, what do you think happens? The result is that people won't find you and they won't come. But when you're thinking that there are plenty of people out there that are your ideal client and plenty of people ready to spend money with you, your whole attitude changes. You put yourself out there more and more people can find you. And so therefore more people will find you. So just keep a check of your brain. And I know it's fun to get together with other MFR therapists and kind of bitch about everything that's going on and bitch about your practice. But the problem when we do that is that we're all in the same pool, right? We're all jumping in together, kind of like supporting and like reaffirming that, yeah, everything sucks. And that's where hiring a coach can be really helpful. It can be the difference between just agreeing that everything sucks or cleaning up your brain and agreeing that your business rocks and making it everything you want it to be and helping a lot of people. Thanks again for listening to the remixed episodes that we created for you this week. I hope you enjoyed them. And if you're thinking now is the time to start working with me, I would love to hop on a call with you. You can schedule a free, no obligation, what is possible call right from my website and let's chat. Find out if you're a good fit for my group coaching program that's going to start again in April. Plan ahead and be ready to go. Thanks for joining me this week on the MFR Coaches Podcast. Check out my book, The MFR Coaches Guide to Having Your Own Myofascial Release Business. Autographed copies are available at my website, www.themfrcoach.com. Kindle version and print also available on Amazon. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at The MFR Coach for more info on today's topic. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next week.